Hello there, my name is Cheyenne. I'm a neurology physician associate planning to cover a series of podcasts on various neurological topics. This is episode 1, series 1 of Cranial Nerves. In the previous post, I provided an overview of cranial nerves and briefly touched upon the motor, sensory, and parasympathetic function. In this episode, I'm going to be focusing on the parasympathetic component. Before we examine the individual cranial nerves in more detail, we should take a moment and try to familiarize ourselves with the parasympathetic innervation they provide. As discussed previously, all sympathetic innervation originate from the thoracic and lumbar spinal cord. The analogous parasympathetic innervation is transmitted by a specific cranial nerve. We learn that these parasympathetic components of the cranial nerves have their own specific nuclei. Now let's talk about individual cranial nerve and the parasympathetic components. The cranial nerve 3 is responsible for pupillary constriction, and its associated nucleus is called the Edinger-Westphal nucleus in the midbrain. The cranial nerve 7 is responsible for innervating the salivary gland as well as lacrimal gland involved in tear production. The associated nucleus is the superior salivatory nucleus in the pons. Cranial nerve 10 is responsible for parasympathetic innervation to the internal organs of the trunk, including the heart, lungs, and digestive tract. The associated nucleus is unfortunately named dorsal motor nucleus in the medulla. As you may already know, the autonomic system employs two neurons, a preganglionic neuron and a postganglionic neuron. Unlike the sympathetic, whose ganglia lies very close to the spinal cord, the parasympathetic ganglia lies very close to the organs they innervate. So the take-home messages for this podcast is that the parasympathetic innervation is transmitted by cranial nerve 3, 7, 9, and 10, and each parasympathetic component has its own nucleus, which lies in the brainstem. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you have any suggestion for improvement, or if you'd like me to cover any specific topic, please leave a comment below. Thank you.